Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Holly's asked, how do I make new outfits from my existing wardrobe? I end up wearing the same outfits over and over and over again. This is really common that we get very stuck wearing the same things all the time because we get into a habit of just going, well, I know this goes with that. And, you know, we want to get up and get dressed quickly in the morning. So we stop actually looking for more options. So one of the things I always do when I am getting dressed in the morning is I go, can I actually wear this garment with something different? Is there a different way I can wear this? Can I put this with a new garment or something else that's in my wardrobe, not the way I wore it last time or on a different day? So if I've got something that's, say, a pattern garment, one of the easiest ways to create more options is to look for a pattern garment and see what your range of colours are that you have in your wardrobe that go with it. So hopefully if you have a colour palette, you'll find it's really easy, because what that does is actually give you way more options from your existing clothes because all the colours work together. So I can look at something that I have in a pattern. So imagine, just going to grab this swatch here that's just here. And so imagine if I have, in fact, if I'll just look at my skirt today, and it is in, it's got a little bit of purple. It's got a little bit of teal, and it's got a bit of green. So my skirt has a pattern that's in these kind of colours, and that's what I'm wearing today. So when I was deciding what to wear with it, and it has some white in it as well, I should add that in, I kind of went, well, I wanted to put on, I thought, you know, I'll wear a white shirt. That goes very easily. And then I went, well, which of these colours is also in my wardrobe in another garment? So I actually, you know, today I decided to wear the green jumper. But I could have decided to wear something in purple. I could have decided to wear something in the turquoise. I could have, you know, worn something in a teal, like a deeper teal or something like that, because there's a range of kind of colors in this. So what I'm doing is I'm going, well, today I'm doing a collared shirt. Another day I might just do a knit top, like, so just a straight knit top with maybe a denim jacket. Another day I might get, I've got like a turquoisey jacket, maybe I'll do my turquoise jacket in a turquoise top. Another day I might do this skirt with, things in violet. I've got like a violet cardigan, and so I might put that. Now, I could do that with a different colour. I could just do that with a neutral. I could do it with the white, or I could do it with a blue or something, you know, the turquoise in it. So really what I'm doing is looking at multiple ways of using the same garment and, you know, and putting different things together. So today is a collared shirt and a sweater, but I could just do a knit top. I could do it with a jacket. I could do it with a denim jacket. I could, you know, like, there's so many different ways to change it up. So really what I'm looking for is different ways of putting things together. Now, potentially if I had something else that was patterned that had the same colors in it, I could put it with a different pattern. Really depends what you have in your wardrobe. So don't let just, you know, if you've got patterns, stop you from mixing patterns, because there are ways of doing that. Of course, it's got to be your personality, but it gives you options. And don't over limit that. I always wear this with a knit top, or I always wear this with a jacket, or I always wear this with a cardigan. You know, I could have a cardigan, a jacket, a jumper, just a knit top, a t-shirt in summer. You know, like, there's so many different options that I could think about. So really it's instead of just going for the same things, and sometimes this takes a little bit more thought or a little bit more planning, is to think about how to, you know, put different things together and to go, well, what other options have I got? And this is why I love having a color palette, because what it does is it gives me a range of colors that work together really easily. So therefore my colors in my wardrobe naturally work together. So it actually expands my options of all the things I can wear, and in the way I can put my clothes together. Yeah, it limits my options that I don't have. Here's a completely different swatch. You know, some of these colours in my wardrobe, but these colours don't work with these colours. they wouldn't look nice together. It doesn't really go. And so therefore, yeah, I don't have the entire palette of the world's colours in my wardrobe, but the colours I do have mix really easily. So this creates many outfit options for me. It's just up to me to go, well, do I want to dress something up or do I want to dress something down? And this is also too, looking at, maybe you've got some evening wear, maybe you've got a jacket that you have, you know, you bought for an evening wear, maybe it's satin. Well, do I have to wear that only in the evening, or could I put it with my pair of jeans and a t-shirt and dress that garment down? Or maybe I've got a slightly more formal dress. Well, can I pop my denim jacket over it and make it day appropriate? You know, can I dress that more formal dress down a bit so it looks more casual? So it's really thinking about how many different ways I can wear the same garments, but in different combinations together, and that will give you more options. So it might be that you need to spend a couple of hours in your wardrobe creating different outfits. Often photographing them really helps because it's a reminder of what did I actually put together. Because sometimes it's like, I know I did a great outfit with that thing and I can't remember what I did. And this is where photographs are fantastic, and have a little album on your phone and then you can flip through them and find, you know, different outfit inspiration. I really do think that that is incredibly helpful when we're pressed for time to get dressed. If we've done a bit of pre-research, or just we've taken photos over time of different outfits, sometimes you can think, well, what do I want to wear today? Instead of reaching for the same old things you've got into the habit of wearing, you can actually go, oh, what have I worn before? Oh, I like that outfit. And that's, you know, weather appropriate and occasion appropriate for today. And so it really, you know, does help you to, you know, to create more and to wear more different sorts of things together. So that is something that you can think about, is going, well, how else can I do it? So for some people, it's like play shop, workshop, create a bunch of outfits that you might never have thought of, photograph them so you've got a record, makes it really easy. Then when you're getting dressed in the morning, you can go, which one do I feel like? Or you can just do it the night before. For some people, they like to plan their outfit the night before and get all the pieces out so that in the morning they can just get up, have a shower, get dressed, and off they go. But they know they've got a new outfit on. And this too is, how limited is your wardrobe? You see, one other question I would ask, that if you have bought multiples of basically the same garment, this is often where wardrobe boredom really sets in. And it's because you really are essentially, you haven't got options. So if you've got, you know, 25 striped t-shirts, but they're all essentially the same, is it you've got too much of the same thing? And therefore, this is why you're feeling bored and why you're kind of ending up wearing the same thing, because even if you change it up, it really doesn't feel or look any different. So that can be something to think about. And this is where having a range of colours is good, because you really often feel more different when you're wearing different colours, because colours can really affect our mood. We are actually quite psychologically affected by colours. There's a big effect different colours have. You want to go into the whole psychology of colour. So wearing different colours can often make you feel much more like you're wearing something different than just wearing a slightly different shape of garment. If you have 20 pairs of black pants, and you're sure some are a bit more flared and some are straighter and some are skinnier and some are more, you know, straight leg or wide leg or whatever. Yes, there's some difference, but they're still black pants and it feels like essentially more about the same outfit. Versus if you have only 5 pairs of pants, but you have, you know, a pair of check pants in brown and pink. You have a grey pair of pants. You have a navy, you know, pair of pants, and you have some, you know, maybe you have one pair of black pants, that's going to feel more different than 20 pairs of pants, but they're all black. And it's going to make you look more different when you're putting them on. So we don't need lots of garments to be different. What we need is variety within what we have, so that when we're putting things together, it does feel more different. Now, the more classic your personality is, the more likely you are to have a more simple wardrobe. Now, this can work, and if you're very classic, you might be totally happy with this and not feel uncomfortable at all or not get bored. But I would think that if you are getting bored, maybe that's saying you're missing a part of your personality in your dressing style, and this is why, that there's something you can feel, that there's something a little bit wrong or something a little bit missing. So this is where understanding your personality, dressing style, and I do have a personal dressing style quiz, but it only tells you your base personality style. It doesn't tell you all your layers. That's what we really go into in depth, in detail, in my 7 Steps to Style program. But that is one of those things to think about, is going, well, if I'm dissatisfied, what is the reason? Because if you're bored, is your wardrobe too limited? Is it too restrictive? Or are you just ignoring a lot of your wardrobe and therefore not actually getting the variety that you have that exists in there, but you're just putting things together in the same way all the time? You just need to start. And this is why something like an Evolve Your Style Challenge is so good, is it forces you to think about dressing around one item each day, and so therefore potentially creating a bunch of new outfits. So it just gets you out of that habit of what you put on. And they're really small challenges. There's nothing really big here, but you'll be amazed in a month how much it has changed how you think about what you wear and actually the outfits that you put together. Hopefully that helps you, Holly. Next question. Let's see. Rebecca has said, what to do when your work style has to be very different from your own personal style? So how do you dress in a way that's both appropriate and authentic? Now, this can really be something, and I've had experiences with this with clients when they say they're a lawyer and they're expected to wear very conservative, classic garments, you know, the suit, just a plain suit. But they have a very feminine personality, for example. So here we go, we've got this feminine personality who likes detail, who likes softness, who likes a fit and flare shape, but who is being forced into the clothes of the straight up and down classic, which is low in detail, high on structure, and much more crisp and firm in its appearance. So when we think about it, you know, there's two quite different things there. One is much more masculine, the other one is the feminine. So how does the feminine feel comfortable in that classic garment? Well, what we can do is you go, well, we can have it as a suit, but let's start adapting that so that it has elements of the feminine in there. So maybe what we do is we look for a suit that's got a little bit of a peplum jacket, so it comes in and flares at the waist. Maybe we look for, you know, the skirt, it's maybe straight and then it's got a little kick at the bottom, so it's got that little bit of femininity in its shape. Maybe we look at wearing a blouse instead of a crisp cotton collared shirt. Like, I don't like the cotton shirt so much, but I do like a blouse. I like something softer, much more feminine. So it's still got the look. It's still related to that classic, but it's the softer, more feminine version. I mean, even things, I saw a suit one day and the pocket flaps, the pockets on the jacket were shaped into bows, and it just gave it that really feminine feel that someone who was very feminine might go, I could wear that version, but it's the straight up and down classic, too straight, too boring, not me. So it's adding those bits of you into whatever it is, because of course, the reason why we expect our lawyer or whatever, people who need to wear conservative clothes for work, the reason is that we want them to look trustworthy and low risk and more conservative, more mature, responsible, efficient and effective, all those sorts of things. Which some other clothes, you know, that if I have a gypsy boho thing, that is not the impression I am giving out. Or I have a very rebellious style, say, and I, you know, like to wear at home. I tend to be a bit of a goth at home, and maybe I've, you know, head to toe black, and I like to do the white face and the black lips, and then I've got a bunch of earrings, and, you know, that again is the opposite of that conservative classic. But, you know, this is where I have seen people, someone who's very rebellious can still wear that classic. But what they do is they, you know, A, we can add it in our underwear that it's underneath. Nobody needs to know what's happening under there. B, you know, I've seen, you know, like, you know, quite conservative people that if, you know, they're wearing a scarf, and because the scarf is bunched up and it's hard to see what the pattern really is. But then if you look really closely, it's skulls or something like that. It's got a rebellious insignia on it, but it's subtle, or little tiny, you know, skull earrings, things like that. That it's got that little bit of rebel in it, but it's not obvious. It's not in your face. So the clothes are still giving people that feeling of comfort that they need, but you're still allowing your personality to come through in some way or other. So this is where it could be about like details. I think it's small details that you can add in like details on your shoes, details, you know, it might be a small pattern, something, particularly when it's more discreet. It's not an in-your-face pattern, but it's a small, discreet pattern. But if you look closely, you might go, oh, it's something a little bit different. So your personality is still coming through, but the overall look is one that is more conservative and works for your work environment. There you go, some things to think about there. Okay, last question for today. Anita has asked, my shorts are usually to my knees or just a little shorter. How do you get the right proportions without adding a third layer in the heat? It seems like with shorts, the one half, you know, one to one proportions are more likely where it's half body. So this is where it's, well, what is the length of your shorts? So even the difference between right down to your knees to above the knees can make a difference. And then how long is your top? And are we wearing a spaghetti strap or are we wearing a, you know, a t-shirt? It really depends, all those sorts of things about where does the proportion start? Even a collar on a shirt. So if you wear a shirt with a collar and then you wear, say, so if you wear a collared, sleeveless collared shirt that has a curved hem at the front over a pair of shorts, even the shorts are almost down to the knee, that will become the long proportion and your shorts will become the shorter proportion. So it's thinking about, and you can kind of slightly mess with that proportional thing. It's a bit like wearing a pencil skirt to the knee or something like that. It's how long is the top compared to the bottom? It's just one has to be slightly longer than the other. And so therefore, you might actually think about that your top is your longer. And this is where the curved hem is so good, because what we do is we get a longer appearance of that at the front. But then because it curves up at the side, we're not shortening our legs down too much, because it's all about that getting that balance right. So you might find too that there is a best length of short. Now, how long or short these shorts are may depend on the length of your legs as well. So if you have shorter legs, you will want shorter shorts. If you have longer legs, you can wear the longer shorts because you've got more leg there as well. So then it's kind of getting that balance between the length of the shorts, how long or short your shorts are. So if you've got really short legs, you're probably better with more of a mid-thigh short than a knee-length short. So, you know, all those things come into it. And then thinking about, well, what is the balance? Can I make my top longer or can I make it shorter? So if I've got like a very fine, like a spaghetti strap, really then my top only becomes from... that's where we don't notice this bit. So what that does is actually shorten down that bit. So I've got a longer short on, and I've got a spaghetti strap like top on, that's actually going to make my top the shorter proportion and my shorts the longer proportion. So it's sometimes having a little play, having a little tweak with those proportions, it can be a little bit, can actually make visually quite a big difference. One of the other things is to go is if I have a bit more leg showing, that's part of those proportions as well. And that can create a longer proportion. And if I'm wearing something like a nude wedge or something like that, that then makes my leg appear longer. That can make the longer proportion in the whole outfit. So there you go, a few little things to think about. Of course, lots of information about body proportions and working out your proportions on the blog. And what are your best lengths of garments? All on the blog too. And please do send me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And don't forget, I've got a body shape quiz and a personal style quiz there you can do for free. And of course, I've got my online programs, my 31-day style challenge, which is a great way of helping you kind of really start working your wardrobe a bit more, wearing more of it, thinking about how to put things together in different ways. It has life-changing effect in just 30 days. I have been told by many people who have done it. It's completely changed how they approach their style. And of course, I've got 7 steps. So if you really want to know all about what suits your body, your color, your personality, what you need in your lifestyle, how you, you know, how your physicality comes across to people, all those sorts of things, what your personal style values are, shopping tips, wardrobing, lifestyle, the lot. That is my 7 Steps to Style program. Honestly, you get it for your lifetime. So it doesn't matter if you're going to lose weight, you're going to put on weight, you're going to change lifestyle, you have it forever. You can do it as many times or just do it the once. It's completely up to you. But it gives you that real grounding that you need to stop making the mistakes. We all make a few mistakes, so it's really good to be empowered with your style, because when you can define your personal style, you end up with a wardrobe full of clothes that you love to wear, and that, of course, makes you feel great every day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.